तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। वांछाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
कैन यू ऑफ द फाउंटेन प्लीज। Hare Krishna. So, welcome on this very auspicious day to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha Vrind Ki Jai. So, we are going to be celebrating, or rather, we are celebrating today the most auspicious festival of Lalita Shashti, the very, very special appearance day of Srimati Lalita Devi, the very close friend of Srimati Radharani, and we thank this Mataji who sang this beautiful Lalita Ashtakam, which glorifies in 8 verses written by Rupa Goswami the wonderful qualities of Lalita Devi. So, as we understand from this beautiful bhajan written by Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the lines of their bhajan says, Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jotane Palana Kori Krishna Basati Basati Boli Param Adhare Boli. He says that Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani, that I very, very carefully celebrate all the wonderful festivals, holy days, which are in the Vaishnava calendar. Because those festivals, he describes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, they are like Bhakti Janani. They are like mothers of devotion. And they very much nourish and support our Krishna consciousness when you celebrate them very, very nicely. What does a mother do? The mother nourishes the child. Similarly, these wonderful festivals that are there in our Vaishnava calendar, they are very, very auspicious days. And they are meant to be celebrated whether we get a chance to come to the temple or wherever we are in our duties. We should be cognizant of those festivals and then celebrate it very, very consciously and intentionally being conscious of that personality on that day. So today we are fortunate to be at Radha Gopinath Temple, being a Sunday, given a chance to speak about Lalita Devi. And this whole month, or rather this whole few days that we are going to be having, is a very auspicious day. It's a very festive occasion. Festivals are a very important part of life. Just imagine life without festivals. What would it be? I'm not just talking about Gaudiya Vaishnava festivals, but in general festivities. What would the life be without Ganpati, without Durga Puja, without Diwali, without Holi, without Christmas? It would be very dull, right? So festivals, which are nothing but connected to holy days. If you see, all festivals that we celebrate are connected to some holy occurrence. So they are holy, H-O-L-Y. And that's why we have H-O-L-I, holiday. Why do we have a holiday on a holy day? Not to sleep and get up at 12 o'clock and brush your teeth at 1 o'clock and eat your lunch at 4 o'clock and see the television the whole day, and while seeing television eat popcorn and chips. I mean, that's a very tamasic and rajasic life. The reason, the purpose why there is a holiday is that we can be away from our normal duties of life and we can focus on that personality or that occurrence that has happened. So that we can bring our consciousness higher towards understanding of God. And when I say the word God, because we're talking in general about general festivals, and specifically for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or for those devotees who are here, all of us are following, or we are trying to follow, the path of Krishna consciousness. So the purpose is very clear, that the occasion is given to us, the situation is given to us, where we rise our consciousness. Otherwise, the life becomes very dull. We remain very dull. Right? But it's such a sad thing, right, that all these holy festivals have become so very mundane right now. Because the purpose of festival is removed, and only the so-called festivities have remained. That's why the holy 9 days of Navaratri, which are the wonderful days where we worship the energy of the Lord, that has just become a mundane affair filled with unfortunate events that happen, between illicit activities that happen, right? So when you remove the holiness from anything, then it becomes very mundane. And that's what, unfortunately, it has happened. And the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to revive the holiness in everything that we do. To ask the question, why we do what we do? Yeah? So we are celebrating, everywhere in Maharashtra, and to a large extent all over India, and to a large extent all over the world, in fact, we are celebrating Ganesh Chaturthi, Ganesh festival. Surprising that it has been celebrated all over the world now, Ganesh festival. Right? But if you remove the purpose of why we, who is Ganesh, and then the only thing that remains is just some very mundane dance on mundane music, and the holiness is gone. That is why when we come and sit and hear, the temples are meant to be schools and colleges where the people come and hear and they get trained to understand how to do what we are supposed to do. Otherwise, that by the nature of the material energy and the nature of time, is that everything slowly, slowly deteriorates. It's the nature of time. It's the nature of anything that we do, that it slowly deteriorates. If we are not consciously asking ourselves, why are we doing what we are doing? And that's why we see the Vedic culture to a very good extent has been watered down and jeopardized. Why? Because people could not answer the questions why we should do what we are supposed to do. Just do it. It's a ritual. Go to temple. Like I should go with my parents to the temple. We do the worship. And my parents would say, sit in the temple, don't leave the temple, you have to sit. It's a custom to sit. I said, why? I said, no, don't ask questions, sit. And sometimes you just sit for a 1 second, you just touch your back portion to the seat and get up and go. Very ritualistic. But if you go deeper into the purpose of why we need to sit in temple, is that is the time when you come in front of the Lord, you spend at least few minutes, if not a longer time, in exclusive seclusion to the Lord, praying to the Lord, having a communion with the Lord. That's the purpose. But the purpose is forgotten and only the ritual remains. And that is why people don't want to do what they're supposed to do. Because they don't understand the holiness. So that is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur very clearly writes that Madhava Titi Bhakti Janani, that it is like a mother of devotion. But unless and until we explain to the people what is the holiness behind it, or rather we as common people who go probe and deeper into it, why are we celebrating what we are celebrating? We will never understand it. So today we are celebrating Lalita Sashti. Not so often celebrated festival. It is there in the calendar. But as I was myself studying more and more Shastras, I realized that how every single event is so special. So the purpose of why Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna Consciousness Movement, and why he called it ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So one purpose we obviously know, that to train people to be Krishna conscious. Right? How we can be conscious of Krishna is obviously one of the purposes of ISKCON. So that through chanting, through Bhagavad Shravan, to the knowledge of Gita, we make people Krishna conscious, to be conscious of Krishna. But another purpose of why this society is called Krishna Consciousness is to also understand the consciousness of Krishna. How? Who is this person Krishna? How does he think? How does he behave? What does he do? How does he relate to people? Because if janma karma chime divyam evam yovi tattvata tattva deha punar janma naiti maham iti so Arjuna. One who understands, please underline the word, one who understands the transcendental nature of my birth, which is Janmashtami just celebrated, and activities. The Krishna activities. Why does Krishna do what he does? So to understand the consciousness of Krishna is also one of the purposes. As we all know, that you can understand God, you can understand Krishna on three levels. Am I right? Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. It's like understanding the sun, as Prabhupada so beautifully explains, to make it very easy and lucid to understand. That you understand the sun in one way through the sun rays. A more deeper understanding of the sun would be to understand the sun globe. And of course the most complete and the most wholesome understanding of the sun is to understand the sun god, who is presiding over the sun. So similarly, Krishna consciousness can be explained, Krishna can be understood or experienced in the Brahman understanding, the Paramatma and the Bhagavan. So we will not talk much about the first two. We will leave it for some other class to discuss about the first two, the Brahman and the Paramatma. We will discuss about the third aspect, the Bhagavan. More personal, more deep, more integrate, more wholesome understanding, more, or rather, actually the complete understanding of Godhead is the Bhagwan understanding. Now, so many, when you start thinking about Bhagwan understanding, you see that Krishna does so many things. And as we have heard from the lectures of His Grace Govind Prabhuji during Janmashtami, just a few days before Janmashtami. And in general, the understanding is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But sometimes He behaves in a very, very ordinary way. If you see in this world, when ordinary people do ordinary things, nobody recognizes it. But when great people do ordinary things, it is on the front page. I'll give an example. A municipality sweeper, you know, for the last 25 years, he every day takes the broom at 8 o'clock and sweeps the streets of Mumbai as per his duty. But do you ever find him on the front page? No. You don't see him. But when Mr. Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of our country, he takes a broom and he starts the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, it's in the front page. Now you ask, yaar, yaar, mere to kab ka kar raha hu, mere jhadu maar raha hu, kabhi mera photo nahi aaya. The sweeper might say, bhai, same activity I am doing, the same broom, in fact I do better than him. But I never was covered by the newspapers and the media channels, and how is this person covered? Why? Because the wonderful thing in this world is, when great people do ordinary things, it is wonderful. Wow! Many years back, you know, I went to the Jew Beach and I saw a whole crowd of people assembled there. Many years back, this was maybe in the 90s. You know, I just went to Jew Beach, you all know the Jew Beach. And I said, what is this crowd? You know, and you know, the famous pastime of Mumbai is to see where there is a crowd. To not do anything in there. He said, dekhnega. Maja aata hai. Your scene is strange. Everybody comes and sees. Nobody does anything. I'm sure all of you have done the same. You want to peep and see what's happened. So I also wanted to peep. Itna crowd. Why is so much crowd? So, one of the actors, I don't want to name him, but one of the actors had come to eat Pani Puri on Jew Beach. I mean, people have been eating Pani Puris for decades, but nobody covers them. But this one actor decided, okay, I want to eat Pani Puri too. What a poor fellow, he has no privacy. There's people shooting, and he's just eating one Pani Puri and just right. Great, because so-called great people doing ordinary things by eating Pani Puri on the street of Jew Beach. The point I'm trying to drive is that when great people do ordinary things, the one way of seeing them is people become filled with awe and reverence. Arey yaar, ye bhi aisa karta hai. I mean, he's a normal person, but he's a great man, so he also does the same thing. But unfortunately, it's very sad when God does something ordinary, apparently ordinary, he's either criticized, he's been misunderstood, or some people just take it so cheaply and they get in the mood of sahajism. Like, oh, Bhagwan sab karte, hum bhi sab karenge. Make it very cheap. Isn't it a very strange occurrence in the world? When great people, ordinary people who have some upadhis, when they do something ordinary, everybody becomes awe and reverence for them. But when God, who is the supreme, all great, all powerful, omniscient, omnipresent, sarva karana karanam person, when he does something ordinary, like stealing butter, like stealing the gopi's clothes, it's ordinary thing. But people laugh. Hey, Bhagwan kyun aisa karta hai? Sad. Because the tendency, my dear friends, is the tendency of all of us who are in this material world is, because the innate nature of all of us, that we are envious of God. The reason why we are here is we are envious of God, and that envy is very, very deep rooted. And when we get some reason to be more envious, we are supporting that envy. We are fueling that envy. And we feel nice. See, this is what happens. This is what happens. So that is why it is very, very important to understand Krishna and the way Prabhupada explained it to all of us in a very, very systematic, logical, scientific way to understand Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you know, when you see the pastime, and we will discuss a few pastimes, many people say, Prabhuji, Vrindavan ka katha batao, maja aata hai. Yes, we all relish Braj katha of Krishna stealing butter, playing with the gopis. But as I was hearing one of the classes of His Holiness Shivaram Swami Maharaj, he was saying that all this hearing is dependent upon our adhikar. Do we have the adhikar to hear what Krishna did? Do we have, for example, the Vrindavan pastime of Krishna? I was trying to just compare. The Vrindavan pastimes are so elevated and so deep and so very special and esoteric. The right word is esoteric. That it is like thick, well-cooked rabdi. And we are all like people with absolutely poor digestive system. a manda buddhi and manda digestion behavior. We can connect it. Everything is manda. Manda sumanda mata yor manda bhagya upadita. The nature of Kali Yuga. And we have a very manda digestive system. Just imagine a person is given very, very thick rabdi with a very weak digestive system. What will happen? He will just pass it out. Nothing will remain. He will just be bewildered. Just imagine a people, all of us who are seeing who are part of this world, who are just bombarded by all the Bollywood, Hollywood, Tollywood stuff that we see all around us, where we see all sorts of illicit man-woman activities, we hear about them, and then with those eyes, when you wear red glasses, you see everything red. And with those lustful eyes, or rather lustful ears, when we hear Krishna's pastimes, Will you hear the real thing? Or you will simply see it all red because you are wearing a red glass of conditioned understanding of God. So that's why Shivaram Swami said, do we have the adhikar to hear this very, very high level leelas of the Lord? Now a great person, you know, when he is in office, you can deal with him. But none of us have entry to the person's inner chambers. And going to Vrindavan Leela is entering into the inner chambers of Krishna. Oh, you need to have the adhikar before entering. Otherwise you'll be bewildered what you see inside. If you just get a glimpse, you say, oh my God, how is this possible? Like Prabhupada would give examples that sometimes one person went, he was a very, very big advocate, magistrate, very big in Kolkata. He would charge some big money for each case. And one of his clients, he went to meet him in his house. And he had given an appointment of 10:30 and he reached at 10:30. And the servant came and said, wait here, the advocate is very, very busy. He's doing some work inside. So, okay. And when the servant went inside, he closed the door, but this little door remained open. And the person was peeping inside. And what did he see inside? Prabhupada was explaining. That a big, big advocate who charges big money had become, was on his two hands and two legs, and his grandson was on his back. And the grandson was saying, and this advocate was playing with a grandchild. And the person says, oh my God, this is the advocate I was going to fight my case. But these are two different personalities of that advocate. He is a big guy in the court, but he is an ordinary person as far as his grandchild is concerned. And Krishna is Vrindavan is like that. But do you have the adhikar to see him like that? You need to create that adhikar. You need to buy that adhikar. You need to work for that adhikar. So what happens sometimes, You know, Krishna gives us a glimpse. And that's why we do hear Krishna Katha. And we must hear Vrindavan Pad Katha. No doubt. It gives us a glimpse. Right, sometimes I remember, you know, when I first learned to, I was learning to drive a car. So I was sitting next to the person who was coaching me. And I was so amazed. How can a person just seamlessly, without looking at the gear, change the gear and drive the car and do everything seamlessly? I was so bewildered first time. Because all of us, those who have learned driving in the beginning, if you all remember, first when you change the gear, you look at the gear and then you don't know how to... Isn't it? It's very clunky. It's very clunky because it's not seamless. You change the gear, then you press the wrong thing. Instead of clutch, you press the brake and the car is just jerking, right? You leave the clutch very early. And for the person who is learning driving, he is wondering, how is this person able to do so nicely? And not only is he driving, he's talking on the phone. Oh, this is wonderful. This is great. And you get inspired by this person. Yes, ki mere ko aisa hi sikhna hai. I want to learn to drive like this. Or for that matter, sometimes, a child who is in first standard. And a person who has done his PhD in mathematics. He comes and he does some mathematical proofs for the child. And the child is like, oh my God, I've been trying for 2 hours, I couldn't get. And this man comes and... I said, oh my God, this is amazing. How did you do that? But whether it is the driver, who is an expert driver, or whether it is this maths teacher, it had taken them years of practice, of commitment to that subject matter, to be what they are. And we, who are clunky, learning our driving, or in a very clunky way doing our math, we cannot expect to be like them. But at the same time, we get inspired by them, that I want to be like them someday. Isn't it? And that's exactly what we are going to discuss today. We are going to discuss about Braja Leela. We are going to discuss the glories of Srimati Lalita Devi. But none of us, maybe few of you are on that level of very, very high Krishna consciousness. How can I make a judgment? But in a normal sense, all of us are struggling sadhakas. Right? We all are struggling sadhakas. You know? And if you want to really be humble, you just ask yourself how many times you sleep when you chant 16 of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And if you sleep only once or twice, you are a wonderful devotee. You are doing well. Don't worry. Because, how can you sleep when you're doing something which you really like? Do you sleep while eating your favorite dish? Or do you sleep by seeing your favorite program? Have you ever experienced that? Or do you sleep by, seeing something that you like to see beautiful? No. So the fact is, you're sleeping when you're chanting, that means you don't like chanting. Otherwise, how can you sleep? So if you don't like chanting, you have a long way to go. Don't get depressed, but you have a long way to go. So Krishna and Vrindavan Leela is meant to give us a glimpse, to give us a understanding what I want to reach. How does Krishna behave with pure devotees? And how do pure devotees behave with Krishna? And someday, when it's explained, Kabe habe bolo, Sei din amar. Kabe habe, what is that? Kabe habe, holo sei din amar. That when or when will that day come? When? Dash, dash, dash. Aparade guchi, shudana me ruchi. Beautifully explained Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That when will that day come? When aparade guchi, when all the aparadas go, shudana me ruchi. When I will get attraction to the pure holy name of the Lord. Kabe habe bolo. Say the namar. So yes, that day will come. If you are sticking to the process, that day will come when you will relish these pastimes, but not now. So there's a beautiful story of in Vrindavan, where Krishna, was very, very keen to meet Srimati Radharani. Desperate. Now please, all of us, let us do at least for this next 45 minutes, remove our glasses of mundane vision, mundane understanding, and try, if you can, to see this pure pastimes in a pure way. There's absolutely no tinge of materialistic feelings in those, in these pastimes. Let us do this exercise. Let us pray for a few seconds. The Krishna, at least for the next few minutes, whatever I'm hearing about you, let this dirty, disgusting, you know, anarthas get rid of, and I want to hear it in a pure way. The way Sukadev Goswami heard it. And he was not bewildered. He was a vairagi. But he didn't see it. Oh, how can a vairagi hear about boy and girl affair? But he didn't see it as a boy and girl affair. It was absolutely pure nectar. So Krishna was very, very keen to meet Srimati Radharani, because Krishna cannot live for a second without associating with Srimati Radharani. That's the power of love and beloved. Krishna is looking for love, and Radharani has profuse love to give, and Krishna needs that love. In one sense, we say Krishna doesn't need anything, but Krishna does need everything. What does he need? He needs love from his devotees. Aise prema pujari pyare Radhe Shyam Shyam Shyam. He said Krishna is called prema pujari. So he wants love. But Radharani was upset with Krishna. He said, no, I don't want to meet you for some reason. And that is called mana leela. Let us never ever compare this to the unfortunate, disgusting relationship that sometimes husband and wives have, where they get angry with each other. And don't call it man leela. It is pap leela. Ki meri wife man leela kar rahi hai. No, this is not leela. It's nothing to do with leela. It is just your road to Leelavati hospital. Yeah? So Radharani was doing man. Please understand the whole purpose of anything that happens in the spiritual world. Anything. Absolutely anything that happens in the spiritual world is to increase the love of Krishna for his devotees and the love of devotees for Krishna. That's all that is happening in the spiritual world. So Krishna was saying, how do I want to meet Radharani, and the person who controls Radharani. Now, this is interesting. Krishna is called Madan Mohan. We will hear more about it day after tomorrow on Radhastami. But Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. One who controls. Madan Mohan means who destroys Cupid. Who controls Cupid. Now, we are all called Madan. We all are controlled by Cupid. Every one of us. Valentine's Day is nothing but that. That arrows are shot at. They're constantly arrows shot. But Krishna burned to ashes Madan at a place called Ter Kadam in Vrindavan. And from that time on, he became known as Madan Mohan, one who burns to ashes, even Cupid personified. It's a great thing. Well, two personalities, they have really burned Cupid, Lord Shiva and Krishna. Everybody else was ghayal by the arrows of Cupid. How powerful this personality is. And you don't get ghayal by flowers, right? If somebody throws flowers at you, do you get, oh, mar gaya main? No, never. But this Cupid shoots flower arrows, and he just makes you completely, because it's not physical ghayal. Not physically, but it is just, he just arouses your mind with unsatiable lusty desires. And it makes you completely, and when somebody is so lustful, yes, he loses all his power. So he becomes completely powerless. And so many stories are there of people, big generals, captured by ordinary skinny looking girls by the power of lust. Yeah. So Krishna burns to ashes, Madan. And Srimati Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini.
one who attracts the attractor of Cupid. And the interesting part, and Lalita Devi, as we'll read, we'll study more, she is the guru, as we read in this beautiful song, this wonderful girl sang, that she actually controls Radharani, don't do this. So in this scenario, in this particular Leela, she said, Radharani, don't give in to this person's, you know, sweet words. Krishna is very sweet, he's talking, don't give it to, into it. He is a debauchee and you cannot meet him. Don't become so easily pleased. But Radharani is very, very soft. She cannot see people suffering, and what talk of people suffering? She cannot see Krishna suffering. You know, she does the man, but she said, oh, I can't see Krishna. In this scenario, Krishna was really suffering, but Lalita said, no. And Lalita said, okay. Just imagine this wonderful dynamics of love that is going on in the spiritual world. The Supreme Goddess of Fortune is scared of Lalita Devi. He said, okay. So Krishna was trying to beg. Radharani said, no. In her heart, she was just showing her man because she was scared of the chastisement of Lalita Devi. And then there was a small girl near Radharani. Her name was Rati Manjari. Manjaris are small girls, 12, 13 years old. And Krishna called, come here. No, Radharani was not alone. There were some girls playing around with Radharani. And Manjaris are small girls. They are 12 to 13 years old permanently in the spiritual world. So she called Rati Manjari. And I think Rati Manjari, because all these Manjaris are nothing but the Goswamis of Vrindavan when they come to Krishna, to Chaitanya Leela, we'll explain that. So Krishna explained, please, can you help me? Can you please, you know, send a request on my behalf that I need to meet Srimati Radharani? So Rati Manjari said, fine, I'll go. So she went to Radharani and said, please, Krishna seems to be in big trouble without meeting you. He's really feeling your separation. He needs to meet you. Radharani said, yeah, I also want to meet, but how can I meet? Lalita Devi is here. And I can't offend Lalita Devi. That's how much Radharani respects, because Lalita Devi, as explained in this beautiful song also, she is the Siksha Guru of Radharani. Now it's not a joke to be the Siksha Guru of the Goddess of Fortune, Srimati Radhika. And she's scared of Radharani. I said, if you convince Lalita Devi, then maybe something would happen. So Rati Manjari, small girls, tiny girls, they're very sweet. She goes to Lalita Devi, and Lalita Devi says, why have you come here? Her personality is very heavy. She's the eldest of all the gopis, Lalita Devi. Slowly, please, as we are discussing, we are uncovering Lalita Devi's personality. Let us really relish this beautiful uncovering of Lalita Devi's personality and make a beautiful picture of her personality. So she was very angry. Said, why are you here? I said, please, you know, Krishna wants to meet Radharani, and Radharani will not meet till you allow. And she spoke so sweetly. The Lalita Devi agreed. Said, yeah, go. Tell Radharani to meet Krishna. And then Rati Manjari went to Krishna. I said, you can meet. And they met. And Krishna was very happy. So this is what we discuss, the glimpse of the what happens in the spiritual world. Now let me be honest, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. But how many of us were bewildered by this story? Ye kya ho raha yaar? Krishna is so desperate. Bhagwan, but either so desperate. And you know, Lalita Devi is controlling Radharani. This is all very bewildering, right? That is why. I just give you a glimpse to you right now. Now let's get back to what we need to do as neophyte students. Yeah. So what we discuss is how our expert maths teacher does his maths problem. This is what is happening there. We showed you a glimpse. And what are we? We are very clunky. You say, kya hai? Lalita, Rati Manjari, Radha. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know, changing the gear, driving, clutch. It doesn't make all sense, right? How to do it all things seamlessly? It's not making sense. That is why it is explained that what a science we have. Our Acharya has given such amazing science. So wonderful. Lalita Devi, direct Lalita Devi is explained that she is
the supreme controller of when Radha Krishna meet, what they do when they meet, how Radharani dresses, what Radharani should do, what Krishna should do. And she sometimes tells Krishna, get out of here, Radharani will not meet you. That's her personality. Lalita Devi's direct assistant, one who assists Radharani, is Rupa Manjari. As I said, Manjaris are small girls, and the direct assistant of Lalita Devi is Rupa Manjari. Now, Madhurya Leela of Vrindavan is very, very bewildering, but when Madhurya gets added by Audarya, it becomes Gaur Leela. Audarya means munificence. Madhurya is because our mind is filled with so much of negative understanding of boy and girl relationship, you might get bewildered. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very kind. Anarpita charim chirat karuna avatirno kalau samapayatum unnato jula rasam sa bhaktim shriya haripurada sundara duti kandama sadipita sadharidaya kandare spritva sachinandana. This beautiful verse says that anarpita charim chirat, that may the son of Mother Sachi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. This is a benediction which Vrindavan Das Thakur is given to all the readers of Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is the third or the second or third verse, if I'm not mistaken. And he says, he's giving a benediction to all the readers of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he's saying, may the son of Mother Sachi be transcendently situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the hue of molten gold. He's describing the form of the Lord. Now, next line is very important. Resplendent with the hue of molten gold, he gave which no other incarnation has ever given before, the pure mellow of conjugal love. Never given. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it. And how has it given it? Because this Madhurya Leela of Vrindavan, when it gets mixed with the Audarya, the munificence, becomes Gaur Leela. And the same Rupa Goswami, the same Lalita Devi, the same Srimati Radharani, the same Krishna, the same Rati Manjari, they all come in Gaur Leela to give us in a way that we can eat it nicely, palatable, and without causing indigestion. Because heavy, rubbery, indigestion, nope, can't digest it, don't have the digestion capacity. So they said, okay, fine, we will just mix it in such a way that it becomes light for you to digest. And the same Rupa Manjari, who is actually direct assistant of Lalita Devi, who knows exactly what Lalita Devi is doing in order to assist Radha and Krishna Leela, comes a Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami comes and is non-different than Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Goswami, he has given us the Upadeshamrita, which is a scientific, gradual, systematic process of reaching to the level of understanding the wonderful persons of Vrindavan, of what we just heard. Very interesting. You can see the beautiful connection. There is no need to just, you know, be in a sahaja mood, okay, I want to relish, I want to relish. You can't relish artificially. There's a process for everything. If you see a very high level trigonometry sum to a fifth standard student, he will just read sin theta cos theta tan theta. I mean, that's all what he will read. For him, it is sin means sin. COS means cos. So what is this? But for people who understand trigonometry, they know sin theta upon cos theta is tan theta, and all sorts of complex derivatives, trigonometrical solutions, they know it because they have learned advanced mathematics. Right? So you might hear that pastime, and you might be able to repeat it also. If you tell a 10th standard, 5th, 5th standard student to read as it is, he will repeat the whole proof of trigonometry. But has he really understood it? That's a problem. So many times, you know, when we speak the Vrindavan pastime, we feel, oh well, you know, I've understood. And while I was talking, a small tear also came in my eyes. My hair, one hair was standing on end. So I'm relishing. No. Not possible. Till the time your heart is filled with even one desire of sense gratification, there is absolutely no way you can relish the Vrindavan pastime of the Lord. Not possible. That is why Rupa Goswami is saying, Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jivva vegam udoparasta vegam. He's first talking about the vagas. The one has to tolerate, has to control vacha, the power of speech. Vacho vegam means power of speech, which is eating and speaking. Jivavi, that is jivavi. Vacho vegam, then udaparastha vegam, then controlling the belly and controlling the lower organ. If you have not done that, he says in a positive way, one who does this can accept disciples all over the world. Now we know, I mean, let's not talk in that language today. If you are not done that, there's absolutely no way you can relish the Vrindavan pastimes. Because Rupa Goswami is gradually, if you have read the Nectar of Instruction, not, please, my dear friends, Nectar of Instruction is not just to be read during Bhakti Shastri and get 99 out of 100 and say, Bhakti Shastri. No. Many of us do Bhakti Shastri, we need Nectar of Instruction. Yeah, it's good. It's good to really study it in a scholarly way and a more academic way to understand the chronological order and everything. That's good, no doubt. But that's not complete. It is not very deep, it is very superficial. You have to put it in your life. So Rupa Goswami very systematically is explaining, first do this. If you want to be a sadhaka, adau shaddha tata sadhu sangota bhajanakriya anat nirvishya ruchistata then nishtha. A whole journey that that a sadhaka does, a journey from shaddha to nishtha. Right? We initially have some faith, Rupa Goswami says, and because of faith, we come to the temple, we start doing bhajanakriya, we start associating with devotees, sadhu sangha, and anartha nivritti is happening. But till the time the shraddha is completely converted to nishtha, that is firm faith, there is no ruchi, there is no bhav. Bhav means actual feelings for the pastimes of Vrindavan. Not possible. So he is saying first, control your senses. And then, he says, the three, six things which are favorable for Krishna consciousness. You have to first be a human being before you become a devotee. We have seen so many times people want to be devotees but they don't have even basic human qualities. They are so cruel to their family members. You know, they are so very, very completely so-called transcendental mood that they are not aware of the needs of people who are close to them. And you cannot be a devotee of the Lord and not have any basic human qualities. You need to first be a human being. And then you can be a devotee. So the six things favorable for Krishna consciousness, he says, Ussaha nischaya dhairas tattat karma pravartanat sangatyaga satovritte sadbir bhakti prasidhyati. The six things which are required, and all of us are required to have it. So many times ussaha. So many times. Do we have a consistent ussaha? I don't want to go today. Today is India-Sri Lanka match. Tera bahut ho gaya mandir mein abhi. Kya abhi? थोड़ा देखते हैं, मजाक करते थोड़ा यार, क्या थोड़ा युक्त आहार विहार से वो बैलेंस होना मांगते हैं सब, एवरीथिंग शुड बी बैलेंस. सो टुडे आई विल नॉट गो, नो उत्साह, इट गेट्स डैम्पेंड सो फास्ट. रूप गोस्वामी सिंग अबाउट कॉन्स्टेंट उत्साह, उत्साह निश्चय. इफ यू डोंट हैव निश्चय, यू विल नॉट हैव उत्साह. एंड टू गेट, इफ यू हैव द निश्चय टू गेट दैट उत्साह, यू नीड टू बी धैर्यत. You need to be patient. It doesn't come automatically. You need to keep on struggling to it. So Rupa Goswami is very systematically explaining, my dear friends, this process of Krishna consciousness is not some cakewalk. It's not something you do it as a time pass. It is serious business. If you want to be a devotee of the Lord, it is serious business. You don't get Radha Krishna love just by doing something in a part-time way. It is serious business. You need to apply these teachings very seriously in your life. Ussaha nishya dhairyas tat karma pravartana, and to follow the processes of Krishna consciousness, shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam, every regularly, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, what is it, nityam bhagavata sevaya, Nityam. Not just, you know, I heard it in every few days. Nityam, you need to feed your consciousness regularly. This is required. This is the hard work that a student has to do to reach that level of PhD level of Krishna consciousness. No hard work, you don't get the result. As they say, there are no free lunches in this world. Right? There are no free lunches. You have to work hard for each and every lunch of yours. You work hard, you get your lunch. There are no free lunches otherwise. Right? So, Sangha Tyaga Satya, then he said, abandoning the association of non-devotees, and last is following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. You seriously have to abandon the non-devotee association. We are still so attached to a non-devotee association. We still are so drawn to Prajalpa. We love to talk Prajalpa. We love to associate with non-devotees. You don't become Krishna conscious by that, my dear friends. Rupa Goswami is saying, you have to be conscious of this. And then he says, the six things that are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness is eating much more than necessary or collecting more funds. A first me ura di apne ko. First sentence, clean bold. First ball, all out, I mean ball. Eating, I mean, what do we do when you have something interesting to eat? Are a liar. And you say, Prabhupada said you can eat your way back to God, you know. Well, that is for the beginners. When you start eating Upadeshamrit, you have to follow this. They're eating more than necessary. Collecting more funds than necessary. Over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. How much over-endeavor we do. How much hard work, how much passion we all have. This is Vinashyati. These are the six things which will destroy your spiritual life. Mind you, we are all discussing the process of Krishna consciousness that Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari, who is the assistant of Lalita Devi, who is the guru of Radha and Krishna, is giving us in order to really relish Vrindavan pastimes. Just so that you don't get bewildered why we are discussing all this. We need to be focused, the purpose why we are discussing this in NY today. And then he says, associating with worldly-minded people, not interested in Krishna consciousness, being very greedy for mundane rituals, achievements. So the six things will destroy your Krishna consciousness. Are we conscious of these things? And then he goes on to say, you know, the six exchanges and other things. And then in the last few verses he talks about the person who follows these instructions will in due course achieve Radha Kund. And he describes the glories of Radha Kund, which is a homework for all of you. I will not discuss it. You take the book and read for yourself. Because it's for me, it's out of syllabus for me. I don't understand it myself. Yeah? But he describes the wonderful, powerful, the glorious, most holy place in the whole creation, Sri Radha Kund. Right? He gives that. So he takes us through the whole journey from Vacho Vegam, from controlling the Jiva, to attaining the wonderful, glorious position in Sri Radha Kund. It takes us the whole journey, but it begins here. And we are here. Let's not think about there. We will reach here someday. And then we'll figure out what the world looks like in the spiritual world. But let's talk about something here. So we need to go through this. And then, once you have understood, once you have really practiced for years, sadhana bhakti, intensely chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then you intensely practice this whole process by following the instruction of the spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koryo Akya Arana Koryo Mane Asha. To make the instruction of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. If you do that, if you are engaged in the preaching mission of the Lord, then one day it will be a gift given to us. And then we will be relishing the mood in Vrindavan. So what exactly is this mood of Vrindavan? Actually, it is actually, if you go deep inside, you realize that it is all based upon this third verse of the Sikshastakam. Trinadapi sunichena तरोरेवा सहिष्णा अमानिना मानदेना कीर्तन्या सदा हरि। वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज विद कंप्लीट एम्फोसिस दैट यू हाउ टू मेक कीर्तन्या सदा हरि। कृष्ण सेज इन द गीता द हार्ट ऑफ द गीता इज ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ मी बिकम माई डिवोटी राइट। कृष्ण सेज दैट चैतन्य महाप्रभु शोज अस हाउ टू गेट डू दैट। कीर्तन सदा हरि ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ मी हाउ त्रिनादपि सुनिचेना। सो वंस वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट लेट्स गो टू दिस ब्यूटिफुल विलेज नेक्स्ट टू बरसाना कॉल्ड ऊंचा गांव। वेरी ब्यूटिफुल विलेज फॉर दोज हू हैव बीन यू नो व्हाट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट। फॉर दोज हू हैव नॉट बीन यू आर मोर फॉर्चुनेट बिकॉज यू कैन एक्चुअली गो थ्रू योर माइंड देयर। यू डोंट हैव एनी प्रीवियस अंडरस्टैंडिंग। So there's a beautiful village. It is explained that Srimati Radharani stays in Barsana. That's an eternal abode. And around Barsana, there are all these eight beautiful villages of the eight primary chief gopis. Lalita, Vishakha, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Tungavidya, Chitra. The beautiful villages around Barsana. And the village of Lalita Devi, the head of all the gopis, is Unchagaon. And Krishna, because he's Ras Bihari. One of his names is Ras Bihari. He enjoys mellows. Rasik Shekhar, it is explained. He is expert in relishing rasa. So what does Krishna do? Krishna does what? What is his job description? Bhagwan ka job description kya hai? Everybody has a job description. What is job description? Enjoy. He is simply supposed to enjoy, but he is God. And there is only one God and only one person who can enjoy, and everybody else is simply supposed to help his enjoyment. Sorry, you are not God. What to do? You missed it. What to do? It's an axiomatic truth that Krishna is Akale Ishwara Krishna Ar Shakala Bhritya. Krishna is the only God. And if you really want to be happy, just be happy giving him enjoyment. Otherwise you'll suffer for rest of your life, rest of eternity. So Krishna was, at this time, one of the days, he went to Unchagaon. And there's a beautiful mountain in Unchagaon. It's called Sakhigiri. Beautiful mountain. And Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, we're always sitting there. And what is the focus of Vrindavan? Braja, Braja Bhumi. The focus is always the divine couple. Shishi, Radha, Shyamasundar. Everybody is just trying to please Shishi, Radha, Shyamasundar. But what is the mood of Srimati Radharani? We'll understand it much more deeper on Tuesday. Please do come. It is a very, very holy day of Radhastami. We'll understand what is her mood. Her mood is that she follows the third verse of the Shikshastakam. That she is the supreme most worshipable object of everyone's life. But what is her happiness? Not to be worshipped, but to put everyone forward to be enjoying with Krishna. Isn't that wonderful? We find happiness in enjoyment. For those who have experienced, you find much more happiness in helping people to enjoy, is it not? The smile on their faces when you give to a genuine beggar, you give something. To a person struggling, you give what he needs. That smile is something much more than anything that you can have in your satisfaction. This is divine. To sharing is divine. To enjoy is mundane. To enjoy ourselves. So Srimad Radharani on this day said that, well, I don't want to be the center of all the pastimes all the time. So she had already pre-planned. And what happened as per the plan? These are very sweet pastimes. Please let us understand. Let us, as Prabhupada said, these are windows. These pastimes, these paintings. They're windows. And let us sometimes peep inside and see. Oh wow.
this is what is in store for me. I want to go there. Yeah. So Krishna was sitting, Radharani had pre-planned, and there was a whole discussion which had happened previously. There was proper strategic planning. You understand? The strategic planning was, it's all there in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a very organized place. Many times we think that when there's real love, it has to be unorganized. It has to be spontaneous. No! There is tremendous organization, and there is this project manager in Vrindavan, which is Vrindadevi. And this project manager has millions of people working under her. So there is proper systems there. There is proper strategic planning there. So Vrindavan is a very, very powerful organization there. You can actually, I was studying, and you can learn many, many management lessons through Braj. We'll discuss this some other time. There's so many management lessons. So anyway, so Radharani had done a lot of strategic planning, pre-planning, and they had discussed that, what will you do? So slowly, Vishakha came from behind and took the sari of Lalita Devi and took the shawl of Krishna and tied it. Not knowing, and everybody was laughing behind. And then, I'll read, this is a beautiful pastime which appears in this beautiful book by Shivaram Swami. And Nav Vraja Mahima Amrita. Very, very fantastic book. And in which it is explained So then Vishakha came forward and tied the shawl and the sari of Lalita Devi, and Radharani herself started singing and explained in one of the bhajans, Kokilavani Shri Radhe. When Radharani sings, she is millions of times more beautiful than Kokila. So she started singing. Tunga Vidya, who is an expert in doing mantrochar, she's expert in singing all mantras. She started singing all marriage mantras. And Lalita Devi said, what's happening? What are you people doing? And she wanted to run away. But as she ran away, because there was a knot, rather Lalita Devi and Krishna just banged, because she couldn't run, because it was... And then Radharani said, don't worry Lalita, sit down. This is a unique thing that we want to do today. And they did a beautiful marriage of Krishna and Lalita Devi. Shri Lalita Devi ki! And after that they played a beautiful festival of Holi. And to this day, for those who have been to Sakhigiri, to this day you'll find on this beautiful mountain of Unchagaon, the footprints of Srimati Radharani, the footprints of Lalita Devi, the stones where they played Holi, and some stones miraculously are multicolored, permanently, announcing the beautiful pastime that happened 5,000 years back in this very place of when they played Holi. So this is, and many more, we can go on describing these beautiful stories, but this is the relationship which happens in Vrindavan, and this is the special position of Lalita Devi. That Radharani also is very keen that she's always close to Krishna. And what is Lalita Devi's constant meditation? That how I can bring Krishna and Radharani together. And that's exactly what is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That mood of Lalita Devi on how I can help Radha Krishna come together and serve Radha Krishna came to Lalita Devi through Rupa Manjari, through Rupa Goswami, through our Acharya Srila Prabhupada, through our respective spiritual masters. And that's what we are doing. By doing the service that we do to assist the mission of Srila Prabhupada, we are actually directly assisting Radha Krishna in the Leela. Srila Prabhupada ki! Yeah. That's how esoteric and how wonderful is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada upon us. That he has given us through the wonderful parampara of spiritual masters, access to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Lalita Devi today
we will briefly describe her, that she is a constant companion. It's explained that her form, as this bhajan was, which was sang, that she has a yellow golden color. See, everything about devotees is wonderful. Very unique. And what talk of these Nitya Siddha devotees? When you hear anything about them, it is very, very purifying. So let us, through this Shravan Indriya, through this sense of hearing, let us hear the beautiful form and let us understand this beautiful form of Lalita Devi. And by hearing that, our hard heart will become soft. Our anartha filled heart will become rid of anarthas. There will be some anartha nivritti. So it's explained that her golden color is like millions of full moons in autumn radiating simultaneously. Millions of full moons radiating simultaneously. And what does she wear? Everything that she does is to assist Radha and Krishna. And just so that she assists in completely, even in a dress she wants to assist. And she wears dresses just so beautifully, we can see right on the altar today. She wears a dress which is like a peacock feather dress. That's her dress she always wears. Why does she wear peacock feather dress? So that when she comes in front of Radharani, she can help Radharani remember Krishna. And that is the purpose of devotees. When you come in front of devotees, by your behavior, by your actions, by your words, are you helping the other person remember Krishna? Or you are helping the other person remember Maya? What is the best service of a devotee? People say, Prabhu, seva mangta, seva. We all want seva, right? What is the best seva? By your very existence, are you helping the other person remember Krishna? In interesting, many years back, I went to this one of these shops of the Reliance, and everybody in that shop was asked to wear a badge. And the badge said something interesting. The badge said, tell me if I am not smiling. Interesting, right? So the company wanted people who were actually in the front desk to smile. Because sometimes people become grumpy. So he said it was an open announcement made by everybody who was working in that Reliance web world all over India. Tell me if I am not smiling. So the customer had rights to say, hey, you are not smiling. you are saying, you told me to remind you, you are not smiling. Please smile and reply what I am asking. So when I saw that, this is very interesting. And devotees, you may not actually wear that badge, but you can say, tell me if I am not helping you remember Krishna. If all of us have that mood. That tell me, please tell me. I said, Prabhu, this behavior of yours is making me go millions of miles away from Krishna. Make me make offenses to the Vaishnavas. This is not right behavior. So if all of us are conscious, are cognizant of that important service that we all have, and this service anybody can do, small, big, old, anybody can do this service to help the other person remember Krishna. And that's exactly what 24 hours Lalita Devi is doing. Through her dress, through her words, through everything. So something so esoteric in Vrindavan, by Prabhupada's mercy, we are getting to do it right within this material world. What she does in the spiritual world, we can do in this material world by helping others to remember Krishna by our behavior. And if you help other person remember Krishna, you have done the best service to him or her. Best service to him or her. Because that's the purpose of everybody, to help bring people closer to Krishna. And as I explained to you, and as in this bhajan also is mentioned, she says, she's so powerful, she says to Radharani, why are you running so fast? Go slow. I was hearing a class with Maharaj, and Maharaj is repeating all this, Radhanath Swami. And he's saying, don't eat too fast. I mean, she goes to such extent to tell Radharani, hey, don't eat too fast. Wait, Krishna can wait. Don't worry. You eat properly. So personal.
And Radharani says, okay, okay. And she eats slowly. And Radharani is running to meet Krishna. In her hurry, she's not wearing her sari properly. Later says, come back. Don't go. I'll make your sari. She's expert in dressing Radharani. So that when Radharani goes in front of Krishna, Krishna is very, very happy. Her only meditation of her life is how Radha and Krishna can be happy. And that is the only meditation that Goswamis and our Acharyas have given us. How we can please Krishna. And we also very, in the next 2 minutes we'll describe that. In the day of tomorrow is Radhastami. And of course it's a great fortune we have the presence of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in our midst. And I don't know, maybe after 11 years, if I'm not mistaken, a wonderful devotee of the Lord, we have his association. So it is so wonderful. I'm sure all of you are coming. But let us prepare our consciousness. Right? I mean, you know, when even a mundane thing like a World Cup, cricket final World Cup, everybody is gearing up. The advertisements, the hoardings, to pep up people. Oh, World Cup is coming, World Cup is coming. It's a mundane sport. But in the same way, anticipating. The more we anticipate something, the more we will get reciprocation when we actually reach that place. If you're not anticipating, so what, Radhashtami comes every year, so what? Kya badi baat hai usme? Because the fact is, it does come every year. But if you are saying that it is coming after 364 days, that's the same thing. But it took 364 days for me to wait for another Radhashtami to come. It is a glorious occasion. It is the occasion which is the birthday of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srimati Radharani. And you will say, Prabhu, wrong bola aapne. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was walking with his disciples in Govardhan. And the disciples said, oh, you see, Gurudev, these people have so much devotion for Govardhan. They are doing Dandavat Parikrama. And I said, but some of them are doing the Ikshvak Dandavat Parikrama. Offering obeisance at one place 1 day 8 times and going forward. So much devotion. And Bhakti Siddhanta said, this is very nice. No doubt they have great devotion. But he was in a very rasik mood that time. He was in a mood of Gaudiyas. I mean, the mood of the Goswamis. Something that we all will inherit in due course if we stick on. He said, but as far as we are concerned, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, we worship Srimati Radharani and we worship Krishna only because Radharani worships Him. Very sweet understanding. Because Radharani is the sole proprietor of all devotional service. If you want to achieve Krishna, you need to perform devotional service. And who is the sole proprietor? If you imagine a person who is the sole proprietor of some very big organization. You know, he's a big man, important man. Because uski 3 milega maal. He's a sole proprietor, right? If you want, you know, I was talking to the sole proprietor, the wholesale stockist of the Patanjali products few days back. He's a man in demand now. Because uske paas whole Maharashtra ka, he's the main person. Everybody in Maharashtra has to buy things from him. Big man. Now that's just ordinary Ayurvedic products. He still becomes a big man. The sole proprietor of all devotional service to Krishna. Who is the stockist? Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the stockist. And if you want any service to Krishna, she has to give it to you. And it comes through your spiritual master. That's why if you want to please Krishna, you have to please Radharani. And Acharya has explained, if you want to please Radha and Krishna, you have to please Lalita Devi. And if you want to please Lalita Devi, it is explained by Acharyas, you have to please Rupa Manjari, because she is, we can get access to Lalita too. And if you want to please Rupa Manjari, you have to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. And if you want to please the Goswamis, then you have to please the Goswami in our life. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, the key. Yes. So by regularly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by associating with the Lord's devotees, by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by attending the festivals like Radhashtami and Janmashtami, all these festivals, and chanting and dancing in ecstasy, anticipating for Radhashtami, knowing that this is the day I want to pray. This is the day I want to approach Radharani like a beggar. Because if you, only when you beg, there is a potential gradient, right? If you think yourself low, you want something to flow, you have to have a potential gradient. If there's no gradient, nothing flows, right? Physics. If there's a gradient, then there's a flow. If there's no gradient, there's no flow. So if you see yourself low, then there's a gradient, and there's gradient, then mercy will flow. So this is the day to seek mercy of Radharani, to see yourself that I need this mercy. I'm fallen. I'm struggling. And you don't have to convince yourself that you're struggling. You know it, right? We all know it, that how much struggling we are in the path of bhakti. This is the day to get the mercy. And Prabhupada writes, I will end. Krishna taba punya habe bhai, punya koribe jabe radha rani khushi habe. The first line of his bhajan which he wrote on the Jaladuta, Prabhupada was showing with his great, you know, his rasika mood, his mood of a spontaneous lover of Krishna. Krishna taba punya habe bhai. When will you get the mercy of Krishna? He said, Krishna taba punya. When? Taba, when? A punya koribe jabe radha rani khushi hobe. When you please Radha Rani, Krishna will be pleased. And we all are wanting to please Krishna because he is the supreme personality of Godhead. We want to please him, we want to serve him because he is the whole and we are the part. But how is it possible? By worshipping Radha Rani. So let us all really eagerly await this day. Let us create the mood of genuine beggar, genuine anticipation, genuine humility on this day. Let us be as much as possible in the temple. Of course, if you have duties to perform, you must perform duties. But let us be in this mood and let us welcome this day in our life. And you will see a remarkable change. You will never be the same person again after this Radhashtami. If you really are serious about practicing, following this wonderful day of Radhashtami. I thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So is there any questions or any comments or any corrections from behind our worshipable Rishabhanu Prabhu, Upendra Prabhu, Madan Mohan Prabhu? I have spoken many things which are much, much beyond my realization, but as a parrot, he just repeats and I just repeat it, and hopefully someday we will understand. Yes, any questions? So I think we will end. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishaka Saki Vrinda Ki. Shri Lalita Devi Ki. Shri Uncha Gao Ki. Nitai Go Premanandi. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.